Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gude Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Kaya 959. Hello, GU.
Oh, my play. What a delight to speak to you. A beautiful surprise.
It's always a pleasure to speak to you as well, madam.
Gabonga. No. Shall we get into the markets after some praise and worship? That's always when I listen to you, though, in the morning.
Oh, you do? I didn't know you listened to me. I'm so happy. Oh. Look at us fanning on each other. Like, I love that. Now, Gugu, the South African Reserve Bank says that local interest rates will be higher for longer. What's happening there?
Yeah, this comes as no surprise, Mable. If we take a look at the Monetary Policy Committee, they essentially give us updates every second month of the year just to tell us where we stand in terms of interest rates. That's good news for savers when they're high. If you're highly indebted, though, that does come at a problem, at a cost. But the governor, Lesetja Kganyago, was speaking at the release of the April 2025 Monetary Policy Review, and ultimately he highlighted three major concerns: tariffs, VAT, and of course, subdued economic growth. And you might recall that last year we saw a cumulative 75 basis points cut in interest rates during the last quarter of the year. In their previous meeting held just recently in the month of February, they did keep interest rates unchanged. Since then, a lot has happened in the global community. They highlight geopolitical tensions, so we can't ignore Donald Trump and his trade war against China, including countries like South Africa and many other peers across the world, even though they've pressed the pause button on that. That is likely going to increase the cost of the goods that we import from other countries. And as a result, as the cost of living increases, essentially the measure for that would be inflation. So it is expected to remain slightly higher, even though the current figures do sit at about 4.5%, which is in the midpoint of their target, but does raise concerns. VAT, we can't ignore the fact that many of us have been receiving text messages from our service providers, whether it's a MultiChoice, DSTV, your MTNs and Vodacoms, and even the banks, who have all alerted us to the fact that VAT will increase by 0.5% at the beginning of May. Despite the fact that this is likely going to go ahead, as we know, there's still a contentious issue in terms of the politics involved and the court cases that are still looming. However, it's not quite certain yet what the impact and the cost of VAT will have in our pockets going forward as consumers. And that, coupled with the sluggish economic growth in South Africa, has just highlighted the concern that we do need to be a little bit more conservative in terms of our approach to cutting interest rates. So I don't think we should expect any cuts in the short to medium term, probably till at least June, July, or maybe even September this year.
I so wish they could cut some more, guys. Yo, unzim. Yes, too unzim. But how's Lukuza, Lesintez and Zoo, Trump, the trade war? I just want to know specifically, how has it impacted the luxury goods market, like up until aviation? How's that going so far?
100%. And I'm sure you've seen many of the memes and jokes around how many Chinese manufacturers have posted videos on TikTok, really trying to alert the world that they are the manufacturing hub of the world and that they do produce a large contingent of these luxury goods. Now, some of it does need to be taken with a pinch of salt, because it is slightly seen to be a level of propaganda to mislead the public. But this has taken an impact on the share prices of luxury goods. So LVMH, which are the owners of Louis Vuitton, Moët and Chandon, and many other French brands, their share price has actually been known to be the leader and the juggernaut when it comes to the Paris Stock Exchange. At one point, they actually wanted to buy Hermes, which is a luxury bag maker. Now, what's interesting is that the share price of LVMH actually fell significantly in the last few days. Hermes has actually increased their market capitalization, and that does mean that it's now a bigger company. Why this matters is because at some point just a few years ago, LVMH actually wanted to buy Hermes as a conglomerate, as the creators of the Birkin bag. So it does show, I guess, just a shift in power and how this news flow is impacting not only the share prices, but even how we now view the size of the businesses and even our perception of luxury, depending on where some of these goods might be made. Coupled with that, in the U.S., we actually saw that one of their airlines, American Airlines, has come forward to actually reduce the number of flights between China and America. That's largely because many of these flights were based on cargo. So think Apple iPhones, the laptops, other electronic devices that we typically use that would be manufactured in China and then shipped to the US, they've had to reduce the number of flights that are going to be implemented there. And that in itself saw the share price of that company coming down a lot more significantly. We've also seen China and Hong Kong specifically holding back on postal services as well for goods that come into the United States. So in this tit for tat, ultimately, the companies, the businesses and various sectors which are involved or get highlighted do see some kind of volatility, not only in their earnings growth, the level of operational capacity that they have, given that they're cutting ties or reducing their level of activity, but also the share price is taking a bit of a pinch, just given the perceptions that investors have around the value of these businesses.
Wait, Google, yes, there's something that I saw yesterday. I didn't get to verify it. There was something about China actually telling some of the airlines to stop making Boeing orders. I don't know. Did you see something like that?
Yes, that is one of the stories. So you are quite accurate. That did play an influence as well in a number of the other airlines' share prices, specifically when it does come to Boeing. They, from what we know, they've actually halted the delivery of any jets to that particular country, to China, and that will limit the number of planes, flights or aircraft that would be available then that they might have planned for within the short to medium term to help facilitate trade, move people, goods and other services across different regions and countries. So, yeah, it's far reaching.
Zia Khan, and how are the markets?
The markets, well, if you looked at the markets yesterday and specifically over the last 2 days, you'd actually think that this Trump war doesn't exist, because now that Donald Trump has put in the 90-day pause and kept quiet for some time, the market has really seen a great recovery. So there's a sense of calm and ease, though the uncertainty is still underlying. The All Share Index will open up from 89,521 points after 9 o'clock today. The currency, we have been oscillating between 18 and 19 to the dollar. Where we are now is at 19 Rand exactly to the US dollar, 25.21 to the British pound, and 21.58 against the euro.
All right. She brings you Kaya Biz between 6 and 9, Monday to Thursday, right here on Kaya 959, on the streets and on the air.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.